The Inner Changemaker with Jay Wong.
So this past week, we had the interview with Penelope Trunk. And for those of you who don't know her, she's a famous serial entrepreneur, she's a famous blogger, and she pretty much disagreed with a lot of the viewpoints I had about entrepreneurship. And I really, really value that interview because I love how firm she stood about her beliefs, about her thoughts, and she didn't hold back at all. And, you know, I think she brought up some amazing points about why people shouldn't go into entrepreneurship and, you know, why most people probably want a family. And statistically speaking, she's probably correct. So I really encourage you guys to go check out that interview. But a lot of what she demonstrated in that interview was what being a change maker is really all about. That level of leadership, that level of knowing where you stand, of knowing what you want in life. And, you know, we referenced Myers-Briggs in the episode. But there's others, you know, self-awareness tests that we've, you know, kind of mentioned throughout the episodes. StrengthFinders is one of them. Kobe Index is another. But at the end of the day, it's about how well do you know yourself, right? Entrepreneurship is definitely not the answer for everyone. So why do you want to be an entrepreneur? Do you want to be an entrepreneur? Do you want to be an entrepreneur full time and you know, work 800 hours on a project? Or do you want to be an entrepreneur maybe on the side? Maybe it's something, a hobby that you're trying to develop, maybe a full-time living from? Do you want a family? What kind of relationships do you want in your life? And these are the types of leadership questions that you need to know about yourself so that you could actually go out and get to where you want in life. I was privileged just the other day, we were at a conference with some of the best speakers in the world. I'm talking about the Tony Robbins, Bob Proctor, Les Brown, Joe Polish, Dean Jackson, and these are the heavyweights of the world. And one of the speakers said, live full and die empty. I mean, live full and die empty. That's what it's all about. It's about knowing what you want, knowing what kind of dreams, what kind of aspirations you really want in life, and actually going after it. And it doesn't have to be what your parents want. It doesn't have to be what the school system want. It doesn't have to be what I say or what Penelope Trunk or any other expert says. It has to be what you want. So what do you want to do? Because whatever it is that you want to do, it is definitely possible. We live in 2015 where technology allows us to bridge the gap. We can do things where only 30, 40 years ago would cost millions and billions of dollars, and we do them at the touch of a finger. So it is possible. Whatever it is that you want to do, it is possible, but it is about knowing how bad you want it. Do you understand how much you want it? And do you even understand what you want to do? And so live full and die empty.
Did you like what you heard? If so, please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. We're building a community together for changemakers under the belief that together we can change the world. Join the movement at www.theinnerchangemaker.com. You can also go there for show notes and additional resources not provided in the podcast. Until next time, live with passion, live your dream, and live it now.